I guess before we end the show, I just want to probably start a new segment here where I call it Kyle apologizes for the things he said. And I want to go back to the first episode of the podcast when I confused the words Wiccan and Coven. I feel like if we had an audience, I'd be getting a lot of emails about this. but so far, I haven't gotten any. But still, I feel like I need to apologize. I believe I said that witches were in a Wiccan, which is not true. A witch is a Wiccan, and right. A group of Wiccans is a coven.
Yeah, I was a little confused about what you were saying at the time.
Oh, so you're saying that you knew what the real word was.
Yeah.
You just didn't want to tell me.
Well, I couldn't tell if you were saying an, like, an Awaken, instead of, like, in Awaken. I thought you were saying, like, this person is an Awaken. And I was like, why are you adding an A?
Wait, an Awaken?
Yeah.
I'm confused. What does that
so
mean?
So, like, okay, so, like, if the word was Awaken.
Uh-huh.
Rather than Wiccan, then you might. I thought you were saying like, "Oh, so and so is an a Wiccan."
Oh, you were thinking that I was just adding the letter A to the beginning of Wiccan,
yes.
And that you would pronounce, you know, the article before that word would be an instead of
yes. But you were saying that person is in a Wiccan.
Yes. So I mean, did you get confused? When I was talking about whipsters and how they just want to wear the clothes, but they never want to go to an Awaken.
Well, yeah, I was a little confused by the last part of that, but...
But you just sort of rolled with it.
Because
you're a podcasting professional.
Right. Well, I didn't realize until, like, towards the end that that's what you were saying. And so by that point, I was just like, all right, well, I didn't correct him, so I guess it's on both of us.
Okay, are we at a point where you want to wrap up, or do you want to keep talking?
I'm fine either way, but Mom told me she emailed us, too. Did you happen
to
get an email?
Let me check my email.
All right.
She told you she called in?
She told me she called in and that she also emailed us, so.
Okay. Okay, so my apologies, we actually got an email from Mom, too. This is the first email that we've gotten at our Two Sibs podcast account.
Woo-hoo.
So I'm just going to go ahead and read it. Okay, so she says, "Okay, so you two are very funny. I was laughing out loud again today. I was going to buy you a Nest pillow, so I'm glad I listened in. Can't wait for the next one, smiley face. Love you guys, Mom."
That's sweet.
Yeah, that is sweet. I'm assuming she's talking about you when she says that she's going to buy you a Nest pillow. She doesn't actually mention your name. So I feel like maybe she was just addressing that part of the email to you.
Probably. Although, I don't know, she might have felt like you needed one.
I should also mention that I did a little bit of investigating Nest pillows.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know... Last time we mentioned having, you know, a potential sponsorship with them.
Yeah.
And you said you couldn't remember who made it.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just never knew. So, you know, I went to Google and I just sort of typed in pregnancy Nest pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And I got about 40 different things that came back.
Oh, really?
most of them were just like... sort of like a wedge-shaped thing that I assumed was way too small to be what you're talking about. You're talking about a thing that's sort of like a U-shape.
Yeah.
Where the length of the U is about body length. Or maybe a little less than body length.
Well, if you're lying in it, all the way down your back, the legs go to, like, around your knees.
Okay, so like 3/4 body length.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the pillow that I saw, it was 100% organic. It was filled with 100% organic, environmentally safe, cracked buckwheat husks. I'm not certain what those are, but this pillow was full of those. And it looked sort of like if you had like maybe an orange wedge, except white, it was that shape.
Oh, okay.
So not the pillow you're talking about?
No. Okay. I'll have to look at the package. I'm sure we still have it.
Okay. Yeah, and if you can, you know, give me a name so that I can email these people.
Yeah.
And just see if they'd be interested in, you know, throwing us some pillows or maybe even a few dollars.
We'll do a pitch at the end of every podcast.
To the same company. I'll just email them, you know, a link to the website. I'll be like, listen to this podcast.
The whole thing.
We mention you at the very end. And our business proposal is at the very end as well. So
yeah.
Okay. So before we wrap up, I want to talk about one more thing.
Okay.
And that is music.
Mm-hmm.
So, for Christmas, Mom bought me an electric guitar, and I don't have any sort of musical talent. I've played Guitar Hero and Rock Band, but I don't really feel like those skills, you know, translate over more than about 20% or so. But I really wanted to sort of talk about one specific thing, and that is the concept of jamming out. So, you know, previously, I guess before I got this guitar and started practicing with it, anytime somebody said, oh yeah, we went to this show and it was just the band up on stage for 30 minutes just jamming out, all I could think about was, okay, so you got high and went to this concert where the band was high and you guys both shared this high musical experience together. How fun. But then I sort of started learning how I could make sort of rhythmic noises on the guitar without necessarily, like, knowing all the chords or knowing sort of the musical theory for, like, chord progression and things like that. Just sort of experimenting, playing around with different rhythms and different maybe notes on the same string. And then sort of before I realized it, I had been, like, playing these, like, 3 or 4 notes on the same string in this sort of rhythmic way for, like, 30 minutes. And then it sort of dawned on me that I had probably just been jamming out.
Yeah.
And I wasn't high, completely sober. But it was really fun. And now I feel like maybe I've been initiated a little bit into the music creation world. So, I mean, I know that you have a guitar and you play a little bit. Have you ever experienced anything like that?
I have an acoustic guitar, so I'm sure jamming out on the acoustic guitar is probably not quite as cool.
Sure.
Because it doesn't make weird noises and stuff. But no, I've definitely spent, you know, long stretches at a time just playing the same few chords over and over again.
Yeah, because they sound pretty good, and
yeah,
and because you're sort of making the noises, there's sort of a little bit of like of a discovery element to it, like a creation element. Like, I know that probably nobody wants to listen to this, but I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy to be, you know, making these 3 notes, you know, over and over again.
Yeah, the part of the scenario you described of somebody going to a concert or whatever and them jamming out that sort of baffles me is I can see as the musician that being enjoyable, but as the audience, not so much.
Right.
Although when you have a band that plays together a lot and they sort of, like, know each other well, they can probably jam out and it still sounds really great.
They sort of become good at that improvisational music.
Yeah.
I was watching a thing on TV about a year ago, maybe, of this band that sort of, they rehearse a little bit, and they sort of learn the songs about 50% of the way, and then when they get to their concert, they just sort of make up the rest based on what the crowd is giving back to them.
Huh.
I'm not entirely certain how that works. But they seem to really dig it, and their fans also seem to really dig it.
Huh.
I just said dig it.
That's probably pretty cool for their fans, because I'm sure depending on what show you go to, it's going to sound different. So
yeah,
you're getting I
feel like you can only do that with like a small, dedicated fan base.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really grow that into something that's, you know, mass market consumable.
Right.
So maybe you can do enough to be, you know, somewhat successful, you know, enough to get by.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like you could ever, like, put out a record based on some weird fan feedback improv show.
Yeah. You could maybe sell, like, a live record or something from one of your shows.
Yeah. Of course, then you'll have all the, you know, all the true fans will be like, oh, yeah, it's just not the same. You know, they actually created that music specially for me. You know, when you just listen to it on a record that's pre-recorded, man.
You weren't even at the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like those... Is it blues or jazz where it's about the notes you don't play? It's jazz, right?
I assume it's jazz, yeah. I don't know.
Okay, anyway...
Another thing we don't know anything about.
Okay, so that's music. I'm having fun trying to learn things on the guitar. You sort of learn to realize that a lot of songs, if it doesn't have like a big guitar solo in it somewhere, mm-hmm. Are really simple on guitar. Like,
yeah.
Most of the songs that I enjoy, I realize that I enjoy it for the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a combination of the vocals and the guitar part. But very rarely, like, if you were to just strip out the drumming and the bass guitar and the vocals and just listen to the guitar part of a song...
Yeah, it's not super
exciting. You'd maybe recognize, like, you know, the 20 seconds during the chorus or whatever. But, yeah, it's not that exciting to listen to.
Yeah.
All right, that kind of went nowhere. We need, I guess, speaking of music, we need some sort of intro and outro music for this thing, uh-huh. And also maybe between the segments music.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe you could just jam.
I was thinking about
record
that.
It.
Like, that would probably work for the between segments music.
Yeah.
Because I could probably just make it sound kind of funny.
Yeah.
Just, like, record for 20 minutes and then just, like, randomly sample things out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the intro and outro music has to be a little more produced.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not. How would you feel about writing a song?
Me writing a song?
Well, maybe just writing some lyrics, sort of like a jingle, you know, mm-hmm. that we would play for the intro. I could play the guitar, you could sing. Or maybe we could both sing, we could harmonize.
Yeah. Maybe.
I feel like, you know, since you're 2 weeks away from having to turn in what's it called?
My thesis?
Yeah, your thesis, that I should just dump as much work on you as possible.
Yeah, well, we'll have to come up with our name.
Sure.
So that I could write something with the name in it.
Okay. So come up with a name too. okay. So that
like
that
I could rhyme Kevin Bacon and degrees of separation pretty easily. So if we called it degrees of separation, I could probably work something out.
Work something in there with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's something. Maybe, hopefully, by next time we'll have some theme music, because I feel like that's something you need to have a professional podcast.
Sure.
I mean, I guess it would help to be paid. I guess that's what really makes something professional, is if you get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
But at least something that's professional quality.
Sure.
So maybe by next time we can come up with something. It could be simple, could just be temporary until we find some like real free licensed music.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just kind of throwing that out there as something to think about.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe we should have, maybe people who call in should vote on whether or not they think that we'll come up with a good song. And then
just up or down vote.
Yes.
Yes or no.
Like, yes, I believe you'll do fine, or no, your jingle's gonna suck.
Okay, so, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. You know, if you're out there, you're listening to this podcast, based on what you've heard from the first three episodes, do you think it's possible for us to come up with a good theme song for the podcast? You can just call in, give us a one-word answer. You can tell us your name if you want. It doesn't really matter. For next week, I'll tally up the results. I'll play your call if you say something more than just yes or no. And then maybe the episode after that, we'll actually play something that we've created. How's that sound?
Yeah. That sounds good. And they should also, when you call in to trash us or to encourage us, you should also say what name you like.
Yeah, that's true. Although by then, hopefully we'll have picked a name.
Right. But if they call in soon.
Yeah. If you call in before, let's say next Saturday, today is February 12th. So if you call in before next Saturday, which is February 18th, then we will take your name suggestion into consideration, and we might even use it. So if you're out there, please call in, give us a name, give us an up or down vote on whether or not we can create a podcast theme song. call us if you just want to talk about something. You can call us and just not say anything. Just call us. I'll try to say that as undesperately as possible. Is undesperately a word?
I don't know.
Non-desperately?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, well, I'm going to cut out all this thing about me being desperate. Okay, so I think that's probably going to wrap up the show then. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Javier and Mom, for calling in. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.